ERCOT, Stakeholders Digging into DRRS Ancillary Service, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. ERCOT says it plans to use a third workshop to inform the discussion with stakeholders on the Dispatchable Reliability Reserve Service, which faces a June deadline to be brought before the Board of Directors. The DRRS product, now in its third iteration since being mandated by Texas law in 2023, requires resources providing the service to be capable of running for at least 4 hours at their high sustained limit, or HSL, to be online and dispatchable not more than 2 hours after being deployed, have the flexibility to address inter-hour operational challenges, and reduce the amount of reliability unit commitment by the amount of DRRS procured. Keith Collins, ERCOT's Vice President of Commercial Operations, told the Technical Advisory Committee on February 25 that staff's position is to get more information on the product's 4-hour capability at HSL during the DRRS upcoming March 9 workshop. HSL is the maximum, non-curtailed, 5-minute sustained energy output capacity a generator can produce, updated in real time by qualified scheduling entities. It's come up a few times in the workshops related to how to consider the 4-hour capability at HSL and how to consider that element, Collins said. ERCOT has filed 2 protocol changes and 2 related changes to the Nodal Operating Guide to make DRRS a reality. The first would meet all statutory criteria while also allowing online resources to participate. It would enable a product to be awarded in real time and would co-optimize its procurement with that of energy and other ancillary services under the new real-time company optimization market tool. NPRR 1309 has been granted urgent status and is due before the board for its June meeting. The second protocol change has not been accorded urgent status. It would add energy storage resources as DRRS participants and a release factor so the product can support resource adequacy. NPRR 1310 can be addressed as part of the market design elements of the reliability assessment later this year, Collins said, referring to the Biennial Grid Reliability and Resiliency Assessment, which is required by state law. Texas House Bill 1500 required ERCOT to develop DRRS as an ancillary service and establish minimum requirements for the product. It is the third iteration of the product. TAC members also discussed a February 23 ERCOT market notice that directed transmission service providers within West Texas counties to include a no-solar scenario as part of their large load interconnection studies. ERCOT has identified an emerging reliability risk of local load shed in the region during low wind conditions at night, especially during transmission and thermal resource outages. ATER pilot expands. ERCOT staff updated TAC members on the Aggregate Distributed Energy Resource, or ATER pilot project, saying 7 resources are fully participating in the program, providing 193 megawatts of energy and ancillary services as of February. Staff have also accepted 6 additional ATERs that are in various stages of registration and qualification but cannot yet participate. The good news story is that the ATER pilot is growing, and it's been growing significantly, particularly toward the second half of last year into this year, said Ryan King, manager of market design. Existing QSEs expanding under a developed business model that meets telemetry requirements account for much of the growth, he said. The 7 ATERs offer 107.7 megawatts capability for energy, 35.4 megawatts capability for non-spinning reserve service, and 49.9 megawatts capability for ERCOT contingency reserve service. The total ATER qualified and potential capacities are 121.4 megawatts, 35.4 megawatts, and 49.9 megawatts, respectively. King said concerns remain within ERCOT that the pilot is moving too far and too fast on ancillary service limits. Those limits are necessary to manage system impacts and the ability of staff and resources to be able to support the pilot, he said. The program's governing documents allow ERCOT to increase limits as needed. It plans to increase the registered capacity limit from 200 megawatts to 500 megawatts and the QSE limit from 20 to 90%. The service limits will remain the same. King promised further updates in the second quarter on plans to move the pilot into the protocols. Members praised departing Maggio. TAC members heaped praise on Dave Maggio, Director of Market Design and Analytics, who is leaving ERCOT after 19 years for a position with Energy and Environmental Economics. The energy consulting firm was most recently tasked with identifying a set of viable options and providing recommendations for the most suitable congestion cost savings test. Among those offering plaudits was former ERCOT COO Keenan Gelman, now Vice President of Strategic Projects and Optimization at the Lower Colorado River Authority. The words that come to mind are intelligence, industriousness, calm, compassion, and the one I know for sure I don't have in bunches structured. You're so good at putting everything together and moving things along, he said. I've always appreciated just how talented you are at taking very complex and technical matters, Mistress Ned Bonskowski said. You've always been very good about engaging directly on the level and helping break it down in ways that all the different stakeholders can engage with, identifying what the real concerns are and finding solutions that help make consensus happen. That's something that I think all of us as stakeholders will need to embody. And in the Dave Maggio spirit, the way you deal with issues is unique and just a rare skill set of exceptional knowledge on subject matter. You will be missed greatly, Reliant Energy Retail Services Bill Barnes said. Speaking remotely by phone, Maggio said he was overwhelmed with all the kind words and that it was an honor to work at ERCOT. Not just for ERCOT the company, but with ERCOT the market and ERCOT the stakeholders, he said. I am very grateful to you all. I am proud of the work we've done together over the last almost two decades. Perhaps I'll have an opportunity to work with you all again in another capacity. Maggio's last day at ERCOT is March 12. LLWG leadership retained. Longhorn Power's Bob Whitmire, chair of the Large Load Working Group, asked that tax approval of the stakeholder group's leadership be placed on the combination ballot as evidence of his bigger idiot theory. We did poll the LLWG for stupid volunteers, and we have the same idiots we had last time, he cracked. However, I would be okay if someone said this was a really bad idea and had a bigger idiot. Unfortunately for Whitmire and ERCOT's Patrick Gravois, vice chair, there were no takers and both retained their positions unanimously. The combo ballot also included Pertinalis Electric Cooperative staffer Eric Blakey's nomination as vice chair of the Protocol Revision Subcommittee and singular revision request for the protocols, the operating, or NOGR and planning, or PGRR guides, and the verifiable cost manual, or VCM that, if requiring board approval, will. NPRR 1314, PGRR 139, relocate each term and acronym from Planning Guide Section 2 definitions and acronyms to the protocols and align related defined acronym usage. The NPRR also eliminates the abbreviations for current year and future year to avoid future confusion. NOGR 281, modify when an approved mitigation plan can be executed. VCM 44047, remove the association between the term long-term service agreement and the abbreviations LTSA, which represents long-term system assessment in the planning guide.